Well, good evening, guys. It is Sincerely. I know you're probably like, what's been going on? I have been having the last past rough 2 weeks. Today, I just wanted to come on a podcast this evening. I hope you guys have gotten your cars and commuting home this evening and making sure that you click those seat belts. I always say that for you guys. You know, I need to get back in rhythm and routine, and I promise you I'm going to get back there. You know, life changes does not allow us sometimes to stay in routine and habit of what we want to do and what we know we desire to do. And this is my passion, coming on here talking to you guys and putting things out there in the realest way that I possibly can, you know. Just wanted to come on here this evening for a short, brief moment. I've been having a rough couple of weeks. We lost my sister-in-law, my husband's sister, over Thanksgiving, unexpectedly. She had been battling cancer, and it took a turn for the worse during Thanksgiving break, and it's been tough, and I just really haven't talked to anyone, you know, just was, you know, in the house, and of course her kids. I just really haven't really reached out to anybody like I should, and I think it's just because it's a hard thing to deal with, you know. She wasn't just my sister-in-law, she was my friend. I've known her literally since I was like 15 years old, you know, and when I used to sneak into this club, nightclub, using, you know, friends, sisters, IDs and stuff to get in. I wasn't old enough to be in that club, and that's how we met. So I knew her before I even knew that her and my husband were siblings. And with her first time meeting me, out of her mouth was, you know, what are you doing in here? She was sitting at the bar. She's like, what are you doing in here? And I was like, oh, I'm just hanging out, da 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 da. You know, of course, being not my age that I should be in a nightclub and feeling a little buzz, you know. She's like, no, really, what are you doing in here? By this time, I'm tickled because the realization of, you know, has settled in that, oh, she's referring to my my age, probably, you know. And she was referring to my age. She was like, what are you doing in here? And I was just like, oh, kind of tickled. She's like, you're not old enough to be in here. And it tickled me so much because it's like I knew I was busted, but I still wanted to play my part, you know. I didn't know she's going to tell on me, she's going to rat me out, or what the case was, you know. So I was a little tickled by it, you know, take it back. So I still try to play my part, and she goes, you know you ain't old enough to be in here. I ain't going to tell nobody. Sit your butt down. And so I sit next to her, and she just looked at me. I looked at her, and we both just started laughing. She was like, my name is Pookie. What's yours? And I said my name back to her, and she was like, well, it's nice to meet you. And I said, I always see you out places. And she's like, I don't know why. Well, you ain't nothing but a baby. She said, you ain't nothing but a baby girl. And, you know, to this day, I'm 43 years old. Do you know she still calls me baby girl? I know her a very long time. Life throws us curves. It throws us moments and I knew I could come on here as an outlet because I've been just trying to be strong for my husband and his family and his and her kids, and I've just been trying to hold back and be supportive, but I knew I could come on here. You know, we can always sit here and say life is short, but Sincerely has dealt with some deaths this year back to back, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there have felt the same. You guys know I'm real as real could get, but trying to be strong for others when you're hurting too is the most hardest role to ever play. And I just had to come on here this evening and talk let it out. We all know death is not never easy to deal with. You know, we go through things alone, or we try to be so supportive of others that we forget sometimes that we're human too. That we gotta let those tears out too. I'm never gonna be fake about anything. Don't want any attention, don't want anything, but I've been going through it. You know, I lost a cousin just a few months ago. And now here, I'm losing a sister-in-law and a friend. And I'm having to be strong for my husband to help him carry through. But I just came on to let you know the realness in me. Just want to say that it's okay for those who are being strong for others. We're human too. We hurt too. We're sad too. And I'm going to miss my sister-in-law so dearly to my heart. Immensely to my heart. You know, when you deal with a lot of deaths in family, it takes a toll after a minute. We can only be as strong as we're allowed to be. After that, we get to a point where we're just like, not crack, but fumble up just a little bit. Sometimes it's tough. For any of you out there going through it, dealing with it, or still have friends going through it, family that's going through it, I don't know, it's just hitting me hard this time around, you know? Every time that hits me hard, but it just seems like it's getting closer and closer to me, you know? Makes me look at life in a different perspective than normally I probably would. I don't know. But I had to come on here and let it out. Step outside of safe for a minute. Just step into realness for a second. You can be real and deal with something and be strong. But the reality is, it's okay to be weak. In moments needed. I hope you guys get home safely. And I got another week before the funeral. So I'll probably come here and talk for a little bit. Sometimes this is the only outlet we got. Till next time, guys, get home safely. Leave it in the car. Till next time, sincerely, I am Amos.